angry with us forever? Will you draw out your anger to all generations? Will you again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Thank you for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 232.
With Chuck Christmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck, the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you listen to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, the views of James Perloff. And even though I've never met James personally, I consider him a friend. I've known him certainly through our radio interviews for the past, 20 years. 15 years anyway, and James certainly is on the front lines of this battle trying to educate people. He wrote a book, a number of books through the years. One of them was Shadows of Power, going into the background of the invisible government, the people who really run our government, who control both political parties, who have their agents in the military, who control the banking system of America. Most of the major corporations, the educational system, have their agents planted in our churches, control the media, but largely control what both parties of government and what the American people think through the tentacles into the media. People don't understand this is neither right nor left. It is certainly aimed at creating a one-world government. There are not that many of them here, probably not more than a few thousand at the very top of this, and then of those, probably only a few hundred certainly in the inner sanctum of what this is really all about. But James has written about it, and he's come up with a new book called Truth is a Lonely Warrior. And he says quite openly when we've talked to him what he really wanted to title the book was something about Satan running the world, and people said nobody's going to buy your book if he comes out with a title like that. So his title, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, is very, very appealing. But Satan does run the world. There really are spiritual forces. There really is another dimension. And unless you understand that, you can't understand anything. You cannot understand why communism was funded from the United States from its inception, why the Nazi movement was funded from the United States, and suddenly American corporations were overbuilding the weapons for Adolf Hitler. And Adolf Hitler, at least there's a great deal of evidence that he didn't die at the end of the war. Other forces within this so-called brotherhood that helped him escape to South America. That's a book called Grey Wolf. We've read it. We've talked to the authors. It's very believable. But you see, most of what you believe out there in the listening audience, unfortunately, is not true. And our job, my job, James' job, is to try to get people to understand what's really going on. James Perloff, are you there?
I sure am, Dr. Stan.
Well, you go ahead and pick up the story and tell them about your book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, because really it's a summary of all the phony wars we've been in, and of course you can't understand the coming war, and ladies and gentlemen, the war in my estimation is imminent, but you can't understand the coming war unless you understand all the last phony wars. They've all been manipulated, and the coming one where millions are going to die, probably hundreds of millions, suddenly is all being manipulated by these dark and sinister spiritual forces. James, you pick up the story.
Okay, well, first of all, thanks for being having me on your show. It's a privilege. And, I do have a new book out. A lot of your listeners are probably familiar with my book, The Shadow of Power. And I've given PowerPoint talks related to that for years, and people long asked me when I would come up with an update. And, well, this is the update. It is Truth of the Lonely Warrior, 25 years since I wrote The Shadow of the Power. And this book, Dr. Stan, is designed to give people who are not familiar with the concept of conspiracy or what's going on in our world, the forces you describe. Do we have a break coming on? I hear a little background music.
I'm afraid we do, but you go right ahead. I will tell you when you have to break. Well, we're getting pretty close to that point anyway. Our guest now is James Perloff. His latest book, Truth is a Lawyer Floor, is a faithful warrior. Basically, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there really are forces out there. You're never going to read about them because they control the media. And as a result of that, they will destroy
it. Silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. To order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRFs. Soldiers love LRF rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRFs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
That's my ability.
Hold that thought, James. Hold the thought.
Okay.
We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and James was just saying how difficult it is to tell people about what's really going on, to explain to them that the 911, what happened on September 11th, 2001, was simply a false flag operation. It was simply designed to actually get us into this war with Afghanistan and Iraq. And the people will say, well, gee, if that's true, why didn't anybody tell us that? And then he says, well, you have to tell them how the media is controlled, and it's so hard to get people to understand the big picture. Well, you go right ahead.
Well, how much time do we have before the next break, Dr.
Oh, you've got about 12 minutes.
Oh, 12. All right. Well, let me just run through. Now, the problem, again, is that the media has planted so many lies. You have to kind of peel them off one by one. And I didn't want to write a tome. This book is a little over 300 pages long. It's not a tome. It's not an 800,000 pager. But I wanted to concisely go over the entire picture of what's the continuum of how this whole Illuminati conspiracy has worked over the years. So we talk in the first chapter about the various wars we've been in, from the Spanish-American to the Iraq War, how each one was, we were involved in a war as a result of a deception or false flag. And then we talk about the control of the White House from behind the scenes and how presidential candidates are picked in advance and how cabinets are dominated by the Council on Foreign Relations, which, of course, is the subject of my book, The Shadow of Power, the previous book. Then we talk about the Fed, which is the financial arm, and how it's caused inflation through depauching our currency and through bailouts and control of the stock market as well by controlling interest rates. And then we talk about just how this cartel has been running America. We give examples like how they created the UN. Of course, their goal is the world government. First, that was the League of Nations and the UN. We see more and more of these international organizations, the regional governments, the EU, NAFTA. They want to turn NAFTA into a North American Union. So we talk about that whole process. We have a chapter on Vietnam because that was that intrigue on their part brought such tragedy and social change to America. We talk about what they're planning to do today. And then we talk about next talk about the media, why we can't hear about these things in the media. We talk about how about a dozen giant multinational corporations like News Corp and Time Warner control the major media. And we talk about the destruction of nations, which is a requirement for creating world government, how they've achieved that through immigration, which fragmentizes nations, through so-called democracy, which fragmentizes nations into parties. And then we talk about that merger you were talking about a little bit before, but between the communist and the capitalist. Now, the capitalists actually financed things like the Russian Revolution over the years, and how even during the Cold War, they were financing the Soviet Union and propping it up. And then we talk about the whole international control structure. It's not just the Council on Foreign Relations. We talk about how internationally these illuminist groups within each country interrelate through the Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, Committee of 300, Bohemian Grove. We talk have a chapter on Freemasonry and how it's been used as a tool, a recruitment tool. And we talk about environmentalism, its goal being to control people for the excuse of the need to regulate on behalf of our environment. We talk about Zionism and its true purpose, because the same forces have been behind Zionism. We talk about 9/11 and all the holes and the government's explanation of that. We talk about the Iraq War, a chapter on that. We have a chapter on the arts, how it's controlled, a chapter on faith, and the whole drive to, they're not just trying to consolidate nations, they're trying to consolidate religions, and that's what's behind the ecumenical movement and the attack on Christianity. We have a chapter on the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, much as it's been maligned as a hoax. We see that so much of it has come true. We have a chapter on cyber tyranny, how the internet is being used to spy on people. And we have a one on called The Secret War on Life, their plan for population reduction and how they've used vaccines and their control of the medical community and big pharma to destroy people's health, create autism and so forth, Alzheimer's. And we have a chapter on the weather control. And finally, a chapter on the coming enthronement of the Antichrist, which is their ultimate goal, to enthrone the Antichrist in Israel and Jerusalem, which is the purpose, by the way, of the Zionist movement. And finally, a conclusion. And despite all this negativity, we try to bring people hope. We also have several appendices dealing with George Orwell's book, 1984, how it's come true in so many ways, the myths of free trade, and a few other subjects of interest. So it tries to be a complete picture, Dr. Stan. We try to keep it, but we try to keep it concise and entertaining, and have it be something that you could give to a friend who doesn't believe that, who believes CNN and believes the New York Times, and show them there is a story outside of their box about what's really going on and what's behind this whole drive for world government and the horrendous downward cultural changes we've seen in this country over the last century.
But you think that the average Jew really understands the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, or do you think the average Jew is really intimately involved with this conspiracy, or is it just a small component, a small satanic component within the Jewish faith, who are really not true at all to the Jewish faith, but to this satanic movement that you describe?
Well, not only does not the average Jew understand it, but the average person does not understand it. And obviously, it is certainly the protocols were never about the broad Jewish. I'm half Jewish myself, by the way. And Dr. Henry Mankow, if you know him, he's he's completely Jewish, but he exposes the protocols too for what they are. If you look at the protocols, they discuss world government, the use of Freemasonry, the use of entertainment to distract the people, the use of vaccines. This is published in 1900. They're already talking about the use of vaccines to destroy people's health. They talk about Darwinism, which I've written two books on, and you know, Darwin was not an important character in Russia when he first appeared, yet the entire worldwide plan is laid out there. Even presidents overriding the Constitution with presidential executive orders is in the protocols. So it's something that needs to be looked at. I realize that people will say, well, that's anti-Semitic to talk about it. Well, no, I'm of Jewish ancestry myself. I simply took the time to look at it and read it for myself. That's not what my book is focused on. It's just one of more than 20 chapters.
And I think it's so important that it's basically one of the major reasons for the protocols is to get the whole idea of a conspiracy discredited, saying you think it's the Jews. And here's James Perloff, who's half Jewish, writing about this, trying to get people to understand there is a master plan. You can read it, but it has nothing to do with Jews. It has to do with the fact that there really is a satanic conspiracy there. In fact, James says in the opening part of his book that he really wanted to call this something about Satan was alive or something of the sort. And people said the book will never sell. And he probably is right because it's such an absurd idea. And yet, of course, it's exactly what's going on. That is the theme of my book. And certainly after studying this for 50 years, there's no question at all that there is a supernatural force out there. There really is another dimension. And there are demonic forces coming from another dimension that are working to fulfill the prophecy. And they certainly are directing the course of world events today. Would you agree or disagree with that, James?
Absolutely. And, some people will say, oh, it's Jewish. Some people say it's Freemasons. Some people say it's the Catholic Church or the Jesuits. Other people say it's just the Council on Foreign Relations or just the Bilderbergers. But, you know, all of these are facets of an overarching plan. And, you know, this really is, at its roots, a spiritual battle. It is the battle between good and evil. And to personify it, we could certainly accurately call it the battle between God and Satan. And there is no doubt that there is a satanic nature to what's going on, that many of these people at the highest level, I'm not going to low-level Freemason, but the very highest, what they call the illuminated 33rd degree Mason, is a worshiper of Lucifer. And we see this documented by people like Dr. John Coleman, former MI6, and Ted Gunderson, former special agent in charge of the FBI's office in Los Angeles, and William Guy Carr, who was in the Canadian Intelligence Service during World War II. They all documented that there is satanic worship going on among these elite. They're not atheists. They may try to discredit God publicly through materialistic teachings in public schools and so forth, but they themselves are not atheists. There is a satanic a process going on. It's laid out in the Bible, especially in the book of Revelation. Now, that book's open to a lot of different interpretations and how many have been given, yet it clearly does lay out that there will be a figure called the Antichrist or the Beast who will seek to govern the world. And of course, Stan, to govern the world, you need a world government, and that's why it's no coincidence that that is the goal of the Council on Foreign Relations and these globalists to create a world government. It's about consolidating control for an evil purpose, but there is a rainbow, a brightness at the end of all this darkness.
And for our listener who's out there and says, I just can't believe, I mean, you don't really expect me to believe that, I simply say, well, go to their website, trilateral.org. Trilateral.org, you'll find their logo there. It's a circle made up of three curved arrows. And if you look at them and you understand what they are, they're three sixes. You'll see the three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. Why would they have, as the logo, three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross? Go right ahead.
Oh, well, you're doing fine there. I've been talking for a while. You carry on with that one, Dr. Stan.
Okay, go right ahead.
Well, anyway, the book is called Truth is a Lonely Warrior. We were talking about the spiritual dimension, and I've been going over the specifics of my book. Again, trying to give people the big picture so that as a resource, as a tool, you could give it to someone. If you talk to them about what's going on, when you hear about, you know, the Bible talks about wars and rumors of wars and what they call the end times, right? When you hear about, oh, we've got to go to war because there's an atrocity in Syria, in my book, I lay out the types of atrocity stories that have been laid out before. You know, in the Spanish American War, we were told in America that the Spaniards were roasting priests down in Cuba and throwing the Cubans to sharks. It was not a lie. It was not a truth. World War One, we were told that the German soldiers were bayoneting babies in Belgium. After the war, people went over there, found out there was no witness that had ever seen that happen before. Remember the Gulf War of 1991? We're told that Iraqi soldiers were throwing babies out of incubators. Well, the woman who told that story to Congress wasn't even in Kuwait when that supposedly happened. We're baited into wars time and time. We've been lied into wars time after time. The first chapter of my book, which we could start with, is called Six Wars. And but we'll take a break from war to go to our break, because I hear some background music coming on.
Right, fine. Well, this is a fascinating book, and James did an excellent job of putting this all out. You must understand, all of the past wars have been manipulated, and we're being manipulated into a coming war. It's coming fairly soon, and you better begin preparing for it and understanding, of course, what will happen as they simply.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
We're told there were weapons of mass destruction. Yet David Kay, the chief U.S. weapons of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Well, that thought is Jameson goes through all the various wars we were involved in, certainly the Spanish-American War, but we were told the Spains had sunk the battles of Maine. You have no evidence of it. The First World War, why are they sinking of the Lusitania and all the propaganda went along with that. The Lusitania, of course, was a military ship. The Germans had warned they were going to sink it, and yet, of course, when the Americans were going to be passengers on the Lusitania asked about the danger, they were told there was no danger. Get on the boat. It's perfectly all right. Nothing's going to happen. And well over 100 Americans were killed. They used that. One of the reasons to get us into World War One, World War Two. We knew exactly where the Japanese fleet was. And we left our ships there so they'd be an ideal target, certainly. From there, you get into Korea. You get into Vietnam. You get into the Iraqi War, the initial first Iraq War, and the second Iraq War. They've all been manipulated, ladies and gentlemen, every single one of them, and all sorts of Americans and others killed in totally phony wars. We fought almost a 10-year phony war in Iraq. Well, 58,000 American soldiers died, 1 million South Vietnamese, 2 million North Vietnamese. It was all simply so we could bring in the Great Society. And basically, it had nothing to do with winning the war. We could have won it at any time. And I was told that personally by four-star Marine General Lew Walt and by Ambassador William A. Sullivan. Incidentally, he just died here the last couple of days. He was the American ambassador to Laos and later to Iraq. And he told me, you know, we could have won the war 6 weeks. All we had to do was invade North Vietnam. And as he said, you know, I never understood why we didn't do that, just win the war and get it over with, instead of fighting a 10-year war. Well, he was very much of a gentleman, and the fact he's died here in the last couple of days, I feel very badly. He was a wonderful gentleman. I wish I'd recorded the interview, but we've certainly talked about it extensively. James, you go right ahead.
Well, I'm glad you're talking about Vietnam. We could elaborate that on a little bit. You're quite right when you say that we could have won the war in a matter of weeks or months. This is confirmed, by the way. In 1968, there was an author named Lloyd Mallon, and he interviewed a dozen retired, high-ranking U.S. military officers, all of whom agreed the Vietnam War could be won in months. And as you said, they said, listen, we've got to invade North Vietnam. We got to take the big thing, of course, as you know, Dr. Stan, was the rules of engagement. We had all these rules that we didn't have in World War II. You know, you couldn't bomb an enemy fighter plane on a runway unless it was, you had to be wait till it was up in the air and showing hostile intent, as they called it. You couldn't bomb a missile-to-air launch site for missiles until it was fully operational. You know, they couldn't bomb trucks who were pulled a few hundred feet off the Ho Chi Minh Trail. They were bringing the supplies down to kill American GIs. He had all these self-imposed restrictions from Washington that made the war unwinnable. We did not fight World War II like that. We fought World War II to win. And so that's why a war that should have lasted not more than 6 months dragged out for 14 years and ended in defeat. Now, listen, if you can win World War II in 3.5 years, that's all it took us. And we're fighting two enemies, the Germans and the Japanese, right? We won in 3.5 years. How come we can't beat little Vietnam in 14 years? It doesn't make sense. The establishment's media's explanation does not make sense. But we're telling people what happened behind the scenes. When you understand that, it does make sense. When you realize that the so-called quagmires and mistakes and blunders were actually deliberate in part of a continuum that's happened throughout our history. If it was just one incident, we could let it pass as mistake. We see it happening in war after war. We know that this is part of an overriding plan.
I agree, and there's a new war coming, ladies and gentlemen. You're not hearing about it, but all the plans, everything is in place, and certainly there's going to be a major war over there in the Middle East, probably within the next few months. So how we'll be involved in it, I don't know, but it's all manipulated in all probability. Israel is going to attack Iran, and heaven only knows what's going to happen after that. I hope and pray Iran doesn't suddenly respond with an EMP attack on America. They will tell you that's Morsi. Suddenly, according to the Israelis, Iran is just weeks away from getting a nuclear bomb. That is the phoniest thing in the world, ladies and gentlemen. The United States was able to create a nuclear bomb in 3.5 years with absolutely no technology starting in the Second World War. And we were able to build a nuclear bomb. And you mean to tell me Iran, with all sorts of sophisticated material, was not able to actually manufacture enriched uranium over a period of 15 years? With all the scientific technologies out there, actually, young kids could actually build a nuclear weapon in their garage if they could get their hands on enriched uranium. This whole thing is phony, but it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, people will believe. I've been told from reliable sources that Iran actually has a bomb, and if they are attacked by Israel, they would use that bomb not only on Israel, but perhaps, just perhaps, on America. I hope and pray that isn't true.
While storm clouds gather,
to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955. 674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly James is talking about the Council on Foreign Relations. It started in 1921, but basically, since that time, 18 of our Secretaries of State, 19 of our Secretaries of Defense, Secretaries of the Treasury, 21 of them, 16 directors of the CIA. They've all come from this Council on Foreign Relations. They control the Democrats, they control the Republicans, and you go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidates of their choice. And until you understand our elections are rigged by these people of great wealth, well, you don't understand. Basically, it wouldn't have mattered when we had a true republic, when the power of the central government was limited, and we had honest courts, and God was an important part of this nation. But now we're a post-Christian nation, certainly. We have a controlled medium. We have a controlled educational system. We even have a controlled religious system. And our ministers are not telling the people the truth about what's really going on politically. When America was founded, of course, the ministers were the major force in bringing about this nation. Unfortunately, that is not the case today. We have some wonderful ministers who love the Lord and are not afraid to speak out, but they're in a very much of a minority today. Our guest is James Perloff. His book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. Now, we do carry the book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. It's a fascinating book. We recommend it. That's the reason we're carrying it. We want you to get the book. We want you to read the book. He covers so many things that certainly are so vitally important. And basically to understand the history and certainly where these people are going. And what is their ultimate goal? It's to establish a one world government, eventually who will be run by the Antichrist. They know exactly what they're doing because behind this movement are powerful spiritual forces. And the reason you never hear about it is because they control the media. And to suddenly our guest is James Perloff. James, how can people get to your website, get your information?
When I had stage 4 cancer, Dr. Stan, my website was taken down through criminal activity. Website, but I'm using mass media, other people's websites, like Dr. Henry Mankow's and your radio programs like yours and Deanna Spangola's and others, to communicate my message. I actually will be trying to get a website up. People can email me at bookrefuge@AOL.com if they want to get in touch personally. Bookrefuge, like the word book and the word refuge, at AOL.com. And my book is available through Radio Liberty.
Right.
As well as Amazon.
Right. Bookrefuge@AOL.com. Bookrefuge@AOL.com. Our guest is certainly James Perloff. His book is Truth is a Lonely Warrior. It's a fascinating book, and we just can't take on too many books at the present time. But this is one we had to carry because it's so vitally important. You get James's message. He's one of the best writers we have here, and we've carried his other books in the past, Shadows of Power and others. And this is even a more important book, especially now, so that you out there in the listening audience can document the fact that almost everything going on today is contrived. And the media is controlled as a result of it. Why, of course, most people have very little idea of what's really going on. James, you pick up the story.
Well, we could pick up where we had left off before. We're talking about the council and how it controls elections and cabinets.
Now, you're talking about the Council on Foreign Relations, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
At 58 East 68th Street in New York City. That's 58 East 68th Street, New York City. I've spent several weeks there, probably one of the few people who's ever been inside through their files, and basically fascinating information, which the average individual will never hear about, because, of course, most of the people who go through their files certainly would never dare to write about it. We've written about it extensively in our own writings and our newsletters. We can write it. James.
Well, the council was actually founded in 1921 as a direct reaction to the U.S. Senate's rejection of the League of Nations. You know, we did not join the League of Nations, even though President Wilson had proposed it at the Paris Peace Conference of 1919. And so when the bankers heard about the Senate's rejection, they got together, had a meeting at the Majestic Hotel in Paris, and resolved to form a new organization whose purpose would be to bring about American acceptance of world government, which in its rudimentary stages was the League of Nations, later became the UN, and is advancing further today. But that's how the council actually got started, and that's one reason why you understand that this has been their goal from the very inception, is this plan to establish a world government, which is totally contrary to our best interest. The best interest is to maintain peace with other nations, but to maintain our sovereignty lest we be enslaved.
And let me just point out that basically a lot of people are wondering why we're having so many economic problems here and why the unemployment rate is so high. Well, the reason the unemployment rate is high is because we're shipping our jobs overseas. We're rewarding corporations by not charging them any income tax if they'll simply move offshore and take the jobs with them. And so basically, if you have a choice between staying in the United States and paying a 35% corporate tax or moving to China and paying no American corporate tax, most people will move to China. We are intentionally exporting our jobs and taking the jobs away from American workers, and nobody's going to tell the American people that. We've designed the tax structure to literally force many American corporations offshore, and then we wonder why we don't have jobs here for our people, why the living standards are gradually going down here in the United States, why wages certainly are not going up as they have in the past, and it's simply because it's all planned. But nobody's going to tell the American people the truth. Go right ahead, James.
One thing I would just pick on from that is that they've sought to weaken America because a strong nation is very difficult to absorb into a world government. A weak nation is much easier to bring into a world government, and that's one reason why they wanted to take down our economy. And I'm glad you made that point about the tax structure. Of course, also our whole trade system, where we took off, with the 1994 when we joined the World Trade Organization, we took all the tariffs off, most of the tariffs off foreign goods, which allowed these our markets to be swamped with cheap imports made by slave labor or semi-slave labor overseas or subsidized by foreign governments, which our own free enterprise producers couldn't keep up with. That was another way they took down the economy. But speaking of the economy, my third chapter in this book with 20-plus chapters is on the Federal Reserve. And we talk about how the Federal Reserve was secretly founded at Jekyll Island in 1910. Unbeknownst to the people, the plan for the Federal Reserve, which was originally brought forward by Senator Nelson Aldrich, was a front man for the Rockefellers, because he was the maternal grandfather of Nelson Rockefeller. He brought forward the original legislation for the Fed, was actually drafted by private bankers at a meeting in Jekyll Island in 1910. Jekyll Island off the coast of Georgia was a private retreat of the wealthy elite, the Morgans and the Rockefellers. And at that meeting, you had the representatives of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Morgans, 25% of the world's entire wealth at that meeting. And that's where the Fed came from. It was a private scheme. It was not, as we were told, to stabilize the American economy. And by the way, Dr. Stan, as you know, when Congress passed that, they had no idea about the Jekyll Island meeting, which is well documented now that this whole plan was contrived. But of course, the Federal Reserve has been a great boon for the private interest because it enabled them to create billions of dollars out of nothing. You know, the GAO, Government Accountability Office, did an audit of the Fed, one of the first audits that's ever been done to the Fed in 2011. They found that between 2007 and 2010, a three-year period, the Fed gave $16 trillion to multinational banks and corporations. Not billion, $16 trillion. This is bailout money. Technically, it was 0% interest loans, but most of those loans have not been repaid. So you wonder where the money's going. It's going into the wealthy multinational banks and corporations, which, of course, are allied with the very interests that run the Fed. And, of course, the guys who run the Fed inevitably come out of that very banking system themselves. As you know, of course, there was a publicized $700 billion bailout of Wall Street. But beyond that was this additional money which was flowing there. And this is another reason why the value of the dollar has gone down. The Fed's ability to bail out corporations or to pay for wars with fiat money, money created for nothing, devalues our currency. That's why the dollar has lost 95% of its value since 1913. I have a graph in my book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, which shows price levels in America from the days of the Pilgrim till today. You know, the prices were pretty stable in America for the first 250 years, up until World War I. There are little upward blips, you know, like during the Civil War, they put in extra money to pay for the war. But basically, the dollar value was unchanged from 1900. In 1900, you paid the same for a pair of shoes as you did in George Washington's day. But if you look at the graph, beginning with World War I, the inflation just skyrockets. You know, 1962, Harvard tuition was $1,500. 1962, the average cost of a house in America was $12,500. In 1962, a postage stamp was 4 cents. In 1962, a candy bar was a nickel. Why is our money losing its value? It's because of the Fed generating these dollars from nothing, which goes into the pockets of the bankers. And we wonder why we're getting poor. The middle class is being sold down a river by the people who run our government from behind the scenes. And that's what Chapter 3 is about.
And Chris, I think it's vitally important to understand they're going to destroy the value of our currency, impoverish our people, and the vast majority of the people listening to this program who do not take defensive action are going to lose the vast majority of what they spent their entire lifetime working to amass, get out of dollars, get out of stocks, get out of bonds, get out of annuities, get out of insurance policies, get out of everything that binds your wealth to the dollar, because the dollar, they're going to destroy it. They know exactly what they're doing. This is what is planned, but the last thing they want is for the American people to know there's no way they can ever pay off the massive debts that they've amassed. And of course, when all the other countries begin dumping their dollars, why, it'll simply wipe out our whole monetary system and impoverish the vast majority of the American people. And don't wait. Certainly, diversify, 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 and act now. Go right ahead, James.
All right. Well, the next chapter in my book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, deals with policies and how the Council on Foreign Relations, through controlling presidents sitting on his cabinets, has dictated policies. We give some examples like the formation of the United Nations. When I went to public school, my teacher said, the United Nations was formed because after World War II, countries were sick of war. It's not how it happened, you know. It was not spontaneous. It was a group of Council on Foreign Relations members in the State Department that called themselves the Informal Agenda Group that drew up the plans for the UN and presented it to President Roosevelt, who then made it his top priority for post-war planning, just as Woodrow Wilson had made the League of Nations his top priority for post-war planning for World War I. You see the continuum. We are talking that chapter about the World Bank and the IMF. You know what those things are? They're bailout schemes for the big private banks. You know what happens when the big New York banks make a loan to a foreign country and the loan goes sour and the other country can't pay its monthly installment? What happens? The IMF or the World Bank takes our tax dollars, gives it to the other country, and the bank gets paid off. The IMF, the World Bank are loan guarantee schemes. It goes beyond that. They also serve as a source of controlling these other countries because they attach conditions to these bailouts. But the public is not given the true story. By the way, the World Bank and the IMF were incubated not at Bretton Woods, but before Bretton Woods, by the Council on Foreign Relations War and Peace Studies project during World War II. Once again, they're the incubator of foreign policy. How come the mass media never even talks about that? Because the same people that run the media are running the Council on Foreign Relations. That is Chapter 4 of my 20-plus chapters.
Okay, you're right ahead, James. And remember, the book is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. About 300 pages, fascinating reading, excellent book. We recommend it, which is the reason we're carrying it. Go ahead.
Well, that's a high recommendation. Well, Chapter 5 is Vietnam. We've already talked about it. In Chapter 6, we're talking about NAFTA. You know, I should just mention this about NAFTA. Take a look at the European Union. It's a step towards world government. It's consolidation of nations. It's destruction of sovereignty. They're consolidating their currencies into the euro. They've got a European Court of Justice. The European Union is world government on a regional scale. They know they can't do it overnight in the world. You take regions. You know, the European Union started as the common market, and it was sold to Europeans. They just want to have an economic alliance to increase prosperity, right? They always talk about prosperity. And then it turned into the European Parliament, and then all of a sudden they're sunk with the European Union, and they're losing their sovereignty. Well, NAFTA is designed to be the same thing. It's the exact same model. The idea is to start with an economic alliance. We're told it'll bring prosperity. It didn't. It cost us millions of jobs. Same pattern, you know. But we were told it was making us more prosperous. And then after 9/11, we're told, you know, for security reasons, we should start considering Homeland Security Department should extend its responsibility to include Mexico and Canada. And as you know, Dr. Stan, they proposed a North American Union. And the only reason that hasn't come to pass is because it has been opposed so diligently by American patriots, including some members of Congress. But they actually had it on their original timetable to have a North American Union, I think, by 2010. As you know, in 2005, President Bush met with Prime Minister Martin of Canada and President Fox of Mexico to start what they called the Security and Prosperity Partnership. That was to be the first step towards a North American Union where we'd all have a North American ID card. And while Europe has the Euro, we would have the Amero. It's the same pattern, but the idea is that these regional bodies would be stepping stones towards world government. And let me just bring up a quotation, because I want people to take my word for this, and just bring up a quote from Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's been an advisor not only to Jimmy Carter, but to Obama. Here's what Zbigniew Brzezinski said. He said, quote, "We cannot leap into world government in one quick step. The precondition for genuine globalization is progressive regionalization. First, you get people to agree to a regional alliance, and then you merge that regional alliance with other regional bodies." And so then now they're talking about the transatlantic partnership between us and the European Union.
And people have to understand this is all planned ahead of time, and nobody's going to tell them because the media is controlled. The average individual doesn't understand that they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a European Union, to bring about a North American Union, to bring about a Latin American Union, an African Union, and an Asian movement union. This is all planned. They know exactly what they're doing. The last thing, though, is they want for the American people to know. Go right ahead, James.
Do we have another break coming there? Oh, okay.
You go ahead. I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, you were talking about the media. Let's talk about why people don't know about this, and that's what my next chapter is about. It's called The Media and the Nature of Truth and Lies. People have the idea that we have this diverse media because we have so many cable stations, so many magazines. But, if you take just Time Warner, they own CNN. They own America Online, Time Magazine, Sports Illustrated, Money Magazine, Fortune, People Magazine, HBO, New Line Cinema, and it just goes on and on. Or you take...
Hold that thought now. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment with James Perloff right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Arthur Stan. I do hope that you enjoyed James Perloff's book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. It's a very important book. I'm bringing a lot of these thoughts up to date. But understand it's about the Council on Foreign Relations and the fact there's just a small group of very wealthy and powerful people who control both political parties, who control the people in the military and control the banking system. They control most of our major corporations. They have the people planted in the educational system and our churches. They lead both political parties, and they control the media, and they make mockery out of our electoral process. The Council on Foreign Relations, James has written about it extensively. I've spent, four or five days back at the headquarters there in New York City on several occasions going through the records. There's no question. We have a small elite group that runs America and makes mockery of the electoral process, but you're never going to hear about it because they control the media, and certainly we carry a book entitled The New Media Monopoly, written by Professor Ben Bagdikian. That's The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian. We recommend the book, and of course, we recommend James Perloff's book, Truth is a Lone Warrior. And then my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that'll give you enough reading to get you started. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, or certainly on population control, the secret agenda, and so much more, why you need to get them, I certainly hope that you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs there. You can watch our DVDs. You can certainly read our newsletters going back 15, 18 years or more. And then, of course, we have my treatise there on population control. We have our treatise on the American Guidestones, or the Georgia Guidestones. And here is, of course, an occult center where they call for the elimination of the majority of the people in the world. And the fact that you're not hearing about it isn't because it isn't there. I've been there on a number of occasions. But it's because the media is controlled, and the last thing they want you to know is that they plan to kill you and your family and almost everyone here, certainly the vast majority of the people in our country and in nations throughout the world, because we're dealing with organized evil. If you doubt it, go to trilateral.org. Trilateral.org and look at their logo. Three sixes joined together in the center by an upside-down broken cross. Three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross were involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, cultural battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle. Now, of course, this is the time I really need to remind you, my ministry is primarily listener-supported. We, quite frankly, need your help to maintain our network of stations in this program tonight. It is being heard on about 15 different outlets across America, the Internet, certainly on short Internet. It's on satellite. It goes, I think, 11 or 12 stations, depending upon the time of year. But it's vitally important that you help us get the information out. And if you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or if you can subscribe to our newsletter, or certainly simply if you can get our books, One of the things you can do that will help us is get your health products to us, because most people need supplements. They need, most men need calcium. So many people are on heart medication today. And there was a part of it, they were just taking adequate magnesium, why they wouldn't have a problem. Magnesium is so vitally important for your muscles, for your mind, but specifically for your heart. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. We'll give you certainly a list of the various products that we offer, and then you need to get Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, because they really can. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Think about getting your health products through Radio Liberty and lay in a supply, because if something happens, you're not going to be able to get them. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. For amber waves of
well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be views of Bob Fletcher, and Bob has done a lot of wonderful videos, which we carry here at Radio Liberty. We've done them on weather modification. There's a plan to weather modify weather on UFOs, and you'll want to get that DVD. It's excellent. On the murder of Congressman Sonny Bono, and then we have several others that we carry going into mind control and government secrets. But tonight, we're going to be talking about the murder of an American president. So without further ado, Bob, thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, thanks a lot, Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thanks, and really appreciate so much your willingness to come on and share your years of research, because I know every one of those videos you put out has taken a good long time to put it together, and you did a great job on the murder of JFK. So pick up the story from there.
Okay, well, several years ago, we were working on other projects, and likewise, this turned out to be one that I was a little hesitant to do on for starters, only because there's been so many books and so much misinformation and some good stuff and some bad, but good information, good material, and then also a lot of misdirection. But I'd had an intelligence person that had been able to give me and had sent to me an enhanced version of the Zapruder video that are a film of the Kennedy assassination that so many people everybody has seen. But this was at that time, it was a high level intelligence computer enhancement. And it was just passed on to me, and they simply said, go over this and see what you think. It does not look like the story they're telling us is accurate. So I finally eventually got around to going over it and scrutinizing this video, and it piqued my interest enough because the timing of the shots and the way and the manner of the shots that we saw once it was slowed down and done frame by frame, et cetera. And this is this enhancement was long before the other fella had done a real good computerized enhancement several years later. But this had been done earlier, and it was obvious that there was something fishy. So, again, I contacted a handful of people that were in a variety of intelligence positions and asked them to share anything they had on the Kennedy thing. And then additionally, I did an extensive amount of reviewing of old documents and also footage that was supplied to me from several directions. The bottom line was that the information I was able to get and the actual footage of films, etc., and other documents did not fit that old story about the one single shooter shooting at Kennedy from the top of the depository building.
We're going to be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand they've lied to us about JFK. They've lied to us about so many things, but it's so obvious that they had to cover up the truth. I mean, this was a coup d'etat. They killed Kennedy. They brought in Johnson. They wanted to get us into the Vietnam War. They wanted a man who would do their bidding, and that was Lyndon Johnson. We'll be right back in just a moment here.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
President Kennedy's head will be right back here. This is Dr. Stan, and we were just talking about the shots that were fired at President Kennedy. And, Chris, one of the shots blew off the back of his head. Well, the shot had to come from the front to blow off the back of his head. It didn't come from the back and blow off the back of his head. It would have blown the skull forward into the brain. No, the shot came from the front and went through his brain and then blew off the back of his head. So it should have been so obvious that, of course, I mean, the magic bullet that supposedly went through President Kennedy and then went through Governor Connally and then went into Governor Connally's right wrist and then went into his left thigh. How could a bullet go
through President Kennedy and then go through Governor Connally into his right wrist and then his left thigh. That just doesn't make any sense. I mean, that is the magic bullet. Not only that, but it left lead fragments every place, that it went through, and the fragments were, much of the lead was left into Governor Connally. And yet, of course, the bullet was supposedly found in pristine condition with all of the metal on it lying on the stretcher beside Governor Connally in the emergency room at the Parkland Hospital. Now, that is why they call it the magic bullet. How did it reconstitute itself? I mean, do you honestly believe that the bullet reconstituted itself? And, of course, they're obviously lying. We actually had a personal interview with Dr. Crenshaw, who was a resident there at the Parkland Hospital on the day that certainly President Kennedy and Governor Connally were brought in. He was threatened. He was told if he ever dared tell what he really saw that day, he would never practice medicine. And for over 20 years, he remained silent, maybe 30 years. And then as he was drawing to the end of his medical career, he wrote a book and told exactly what had happened that day. And immediately he was vilified and attacked viciously by the Journal of the American Medical Association. Why did they attack Dr. Crenshaw? And then, of course, when Dr. Crenshaw sued them, though, they gave him $225,000, saying, well, we know we're right, but it's just too expensive to defend ourselves against the libel suit. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all cover-up. But you go ahead, Bob.
Yes, and as you say, you get talking about the magic bullet, which, by the way, was created by that concept was created by Arlen Specter as a very young senator, and is of course now still very high, a powerful man in Washington. And myself and a couple of other patriots testified before him back in 1995 with the Intelligence Committee for the Senate. And this subject even came up, and he was challenged by a friend of mine as to how in the world they ever believed this and put this together. And, of course, when it came up on the questioning, Arlen Specter just sort of said, well, we'll have to get into that some other time. And, of course, they never really wanted to do that. But what I was able to discover in terms of the shooting part of this, and the bullets, there probably was three shooters. There was an assassination, a Central Intelligence assassination hit team that had been put together many years earlier by Richard Nixon when he was actually the Vice President of the United States. And he'd put together a group called the ZR Rifle Team. And they actually had carried out this triangulation assassination several times in foreign countries, eliminating enemies of the CIA. And the basic application was shooting a person from three different directions to eliminate them, even within a moving target like Kennedy, and additionally pre-planning to have some sucker, the patsy, as Oswald turned out to be, have the patsy pointed out and then also seeing to it that he was eliminated before he ever really went to a trial. And again, this is a whole method of operation, had been set up by the CIA. They used it for many years, and in fact, successfully. So this same, some folks put together from this same group under the arm of the CIA had in fact put the hit team in to eliminate President Kennedy. And there was a lot of people that were angry at Kennedy. So to figure out exactly who may have been the primary people that did this, it may be a little bit difficult. But the bottom line was, of course, he had fired and eliminated the very assassination teams that we're talking about. And he had also fired, of course, the head, Dulles, Foster Dulles.
Dulles, right.
And the head of the CIA, gotten rid of him. He gotten rid of whole bunch of old Central Intelligence assassins and high-level spies, and that, of course, had really angered the CIA. So it's very likely that they were the primary persons behind this.
But of course, J. Edgar Hoover had to cover it up too. It's obvious that the FBI, there was an FBI cover up, there was a CIA cover up, and then of course the Warren Commission was entirely a cover up, you know. And here, who do they put on the Warren Commission to find out if there's a conspiracy to kill President Kennedy? But Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA, who'd been fired by Kennedy, and probably the man with the most reason to want to see Kennedy dead. I mean, the hypocrisy of this whole thing is really what's so amazing, and nobody ever challenged it. Of course, the people who were on the committee went along with it. Gerald Ford was there as a congressman. They made him president of the United States to reward him for what he did. And, of course, the people who disagreed with what was going on, like Congressman Hale Boggs, when his plane went down, the FBI knew where it was a couple of years later, why they would not allow a rescue effort in Hale Boggs and everybody on the plane, who were quite alive when they landed up in Alaska, were allowed to die. That is what happens when you try to tell the truth. And Hale Boggs, who was on the Warren Commission, tried to tell the truth and paid for it with his life. But go right ahead.
Well, some of the most interesting or exciting or unusual bits and pieces that I was able to discover with my research is some of the following things. First off, there was a meeting the day before the killing in Dallas, Texas, by Richard Nixon, also Vice President Johnson, and some very high-level CIA operatives and some extreme right-wing persons on a ranch in Dallas, Texas, or right near Dallas, Texas. Now, they actually flew in, Nixon and Johnson actually flew in for this meeting the day before the assassination in Dallas. Now, this is very strange. There's all this this business about coincidental actions. That's really bizarre.
Well, how did you find out about that? Because I talked to a woman who was actually at the meeting, and she didn't go to the inner sanctum, but she was there that night at Clint Murchison's home. How did you hear about that?
Well, I, again, originally had heard about that particular meeting by a person, a very close friend of mine, who was, in fact, an intelligence agent, that, in fact, that did take place, et cetera. But then, lo and behold, what I was able to discover, which we do have on the DVD, is the very fact a newsreel was able to catch the coverage of both Johnson and Nixon flying in for that meeting. There was another meeting that was one meeting was a covert meeting. There was another meeting that was, we'll call overt, and it was a Pepsi-Cola, a meeting of executives of Pepsi-Cola, and Nixon and Johnson had claimed that they had flown in for that particular meeting, and but I actually have the physical films of them landing on a small commercial aircraft. Vice President Johnson landing for that meeting, and it was a piece of actual film that I was able to get a hold of, and that's included on our DVD. So anybody that says that those guys were not there in Dallas the day before, we have absolute verbatim proof that they were, because they actually are on film. And we found that, and we've included it in our report. Now, additionally, you have to understand something. That is that the Pepsi-Cola people had been big losers on the Bay of Pigs failure. When Castro had taken over Cuba, they had Pepsi-Cola was the most powerful commercial entity in Cuba, not counting the mobsters that had the casinos. So we had the mobsters, Santos Traficante, the drug smuggling high-level mobster involved, and with great losses on the Cuban thing, which had been failed under the Kennedy administration. You also had the Pepsi-Cola people who literally were and had run in all the third world nations of the world the Central Intelligence covert cover-up operation. The Pepsi-Cola people have been involved with the CIA for years and years and years. In Vietnam, it was displayed in the movie. Remember the movie that was done by Mel Gibson? Air America, the one about the drug smuggling during the war. And they showed where they had blown up a Pepsi-Cola processing company there because they were, in fact, shipping and processing cocaine or dope. But the Pepsi company had been a CIA front operation in all of the third world nations, including Cuba. They had taken a tremendous hit. And lo and behold, here we have the day before the assassination of Kennedy, we have Nixon and Johnson and other high-level persons meeting together with the Pepsi-Cola people in Dallas. Interestingly enough, Nixon claimed he forgot where he was that day of the assassination and the day before, as if anybody in the world ever forgot where they were when Kennedy was killed. That's ridiculous. But anyhow, so I believe, and I am absolutely a firm believer, that Johnson, Nixon, and other people of that group there were all completely aware of what was going to happen, if not directly involved in some manner.
And then, of course, some of the big oil men apparently were very angry with Kennedy for doing away with the oil depletion allowance, and the military was furious with him because he wanted to get out of Vietnam. But the real thing was that they wanted an assassination. They wanted to put a man in the White House who would do their bidding. And there is an invisible government that runs our country. And they decided to kill John Fitzgerald Kennedy. They did. And then, of course, they totally beguiled the American people. That's why this video is so important.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us. 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years,
Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought, Bob. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob Fletcher is just talking about the things that we know about the bullets, and certainly that there was one that hit the windshield from behind, one that hit the windshield from in front. Certainly there was one that bullet that hit the sidewalk. That's three bullets, and then, of course, there was a bullet that hit Governor Connally. A different bullet obviously hit Sidney Jack Kennedy from the probably the front. That was one to his throat, and then there was the one that blew off his head. But they cannot let the American people know that, because obviously then it couldn't have been the lone assassin up there in the Texas Book Depository. So they have to come up with all these cover stories. They have to lie and lie and lie. And of course, I certainly, Dr. Crenshaw, who is the resident there at Parkland Hospital, personally told me, and you can hear his story in our four tape set on the Kennedy assassination. We have another one, which is the Kennedy assassination update, where you'll hear the story of Lyndon Johnson's mistress about that meeting that was held the night before the assassination. But Dr. Crenshaw described the bullet wound in the front of the neck. That was a bullet wound that came from the front, and that's why he was threatened and told he would never be allowed to practice medicine if he ever told the truth. You pick the story up, Bob.
Well, and that very shot that he's talking about, coming from the front, that one, and probably the other one that hit the windshield, came from the railroad overpass. So, you know, the railroads have been stopped there, and those folks that are old students of all of this will remember that there were three tramps picked up and then released, and that they were picked up right up there on the flatbeds or in one of the in and around the cars that were stopped up there, the railroad cars. Those frontal shots, including the one that hit him in the hit Kennedy in the neck, came in through the front under his throat, under his chin. And because the autopsy and his clothing shows very clearly that there was a bullet hole some 6 to 7 inches out his back below the bullet hole in his Adam's apple. In other words, the shot had to have entered on a downward angle from that overpass of the railroad cars at an angle downward that would have, one of them hit the windshield, didn't work. Another one hit him right in the throat. Actually, that was the first shot, right into the throat and exited 6 inches lower on his back. That would be a downward direction from the front, not a downward direction from the back. So that totally eliminates that shooter from the up in the book depository. One or two shots probably came from that position. The one shot also, by the way, the one shot that struck Kennedy in the head and killed him, that was the grassy knoll shot, and it was a minimum of one. We did have a witness that said that, who was a military man that almost was hit by it. He said that he thought there was a second shot coming from up there on the grassy knoll. But that would have been the one, of course, that hit him in the head up there from the right frontal direction. So you have a shooter up on the, one or two shooters at least, up on the railroad overpass. One fella, his name was Roscoe White. He was a member of the ZR Rifle CIA hit team, and he was on the Dallas police force. And he was the guy that they have these terrible photographs of, but they do have pictures of a fella in the blue uniform right up there in the grassy knoll area, and also physical witnesses, which I have all of their interviews live on our video DVD, talking about the guy up there on the grassy knoll. So we have one shot in the windshield frame, one shot in the front, missed, they hit the window, fractured it. That one came from the front. We have the shot through Kennedy's neck, came from the front. We have one that probably came from the back that hit Connally. And we have the one that from the grassy knoll that terminated President Kennedy. Kennedy had actually signed the paperwork to stop the Vietnam War. That was one of the big rubs also, as you said, with the defense people that were making millions, the oil and steel people, and all of those that did not want to stop the war. 4 days after Johnson took over the presidency of the United States, he canceled that original order that had been done by Kennedy to stop the war, and he changed, and they started escalating the war 4 days after Johnson took over.
And then 58,000 American bodies died in a no-win war. How many did we abandon over there? Still, probably between 1 and 2,000. Nobody ever talks about that. John McCain, he did everything he could to cover it up. Because John McCain went over to the enemy there in Vietnam. That's why the other prisoners of war hated John McCain. And that, of course, why I even have pictures of him hugging the man who tortured so many of the other American prisoners. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, we've never heard the true story of what happened, but one thing is for certain, why they wanted to get rid of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, because he didn't want to go into Vietnam.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, we're talking to Bob Fletcher and about the assassination of President Kennedy. We do know that in the congressional investigation, the last investigation, the special House committee investigation. They heard a soundtrack, of course, of what happened that day, and there were four shots. In other words, if there were four shots, then everything that the Warren Commission had said was a lie. And, of course, it was so interesting that as soon as the House Commission came up with that conclusion, they immediately disbanded the House Commission. Why didn't they go ahead? I mean, they've proven everything was a lie. There were there four shots. There's no way that it could have come from Lee Harvey Oswald. But they were not about to go looking any further because I think the members of that committee realized that if they got too close to the truth, their lives would be in danger as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in very uncertain times. There really are wicked people out there who think nothing at all of killing people. And I can give you the names of a number of people I've been associated with. Some of them I've interviewed here, but they've actually killed them. People I've interviewed and some of my friends have died under very mysterious circumstances. I know people who've been sent to prison, who've been threatened to silence them. But you're not going to hear this sort of thing. The one thing they do not want is for the American people to know that there really is a small clique that runs this country and, of course, kills people throughout the world and sometimes even kills American leaders. Let's go right ahead with the story there, Bob.
Well, and when I mentioned earlier, there was three guys that were dressed as hobos and were arrested by the Dallas police. And, of course, they were let go very shortly and never actually booked. Those three guys were Frank Sturgis, Ed Lansdale of the CIA, Frank Sturgis of the CIA, and I can't think off the top of my head the other gentleman's name, but the three of them that were arrested actually were all interfaced. Now, even including, and E. Howard Hunt, I'm sorry, that was the other one. E. Howard Hunt was known to be the bag man, or the guy that handled the money and the payoffs on these operations. Frank Sturgis was directly involved, and it was later exposed that Sturgis is the guy that actually had the weapons, the specialty assassination rifles, brought in to Dallas for the hit. And Sturgis, who has now passed away, he died at 75 years of age a few years back, and he had actually admitted on his deathbed, and it's well known, and he had admitted it also to major reporters, et cetera, that, in fact, he was one of the guys that killed Kennedy. Again, it's been so many years now, but the story, of course, fell apart slowly but surely. The fellow that did the shooting on the grassy knoll, his name was Roscoe White. He was on the police department in Dallas. His wife, coincidentally, but actually not coincidentally, his wife worked for Ruby. She was a dancer in one of Ruby's clubs. And, of course, Ruby was, of course, the guy that ended up shooting Oswald and eliminating the patsy. Of course, once Oswald was killed, it's easy to just say, well, we knew it was him, and that was the end of it. Of course, there never was a trial. Oswald also, to clarify his situation, he was a Central Intelligence agent. He was involved with the U-2 aircraft in Turkey. He was, of course, everybody knows he went to Russia and brought back a Russian wife. Well, you couldn't back in those days, during the Cold War, you can't go to Russia, renounce your citizenship, which he did, go and marry a Russian lady whose uncle was one of the high-level KGB directors, and then a few years later come back to the United States and ever get back into the USA unless you were a CIA agent.
Well, not only that, of course, but the State Department paid his way back. Why would the U.S. State Department pay the way back for a man who'd renounced his citizenship? Unless, of course, he was an operative all the time. In fact, the Russians always believed he was an operative. They knew he was an operative, but we can't let the American people know that, because if he was a CIA operative and working both CIA and FBI, that means there was a conspiracy, and could the people who killed President Kennedy have never been brought before the bar of justice? But go right ahead.
And by the way, the guy that signed the high-level paperwork to move him quickly back into the United States along with his Russian wife, the niece of the KGB agent, and bring him into Dallas, was the senator out of Texas. Oh, wow, I'm sorry, I'm forgetting his name. Anyhow, John Tower, excuse me. Senator John Tower signed the paperwork to get Oswald back into the United States, and John Tower, who had threatened many years later to blow the whistle on other and this operation and others that he was involved with, including the October Surprise. John Tower was involved with several covert operations. He started to talk like he was going to blow the whistle, and guess what happened, folks? Somehow somebody blew up his airplane in midair, and Senator John Tower died in one of those unfortunate aircraft accidents.
Right.
So they eliminated John Tower so that he would never blow the whistle on the Kennedy murder, but also he would never blow the whistle on what took place with the old October Surprise, which is another whole separate story.
Well, because I know a little bit about that, because I know a man who claims he actually flew a George Bush to Paris, you know, to meet with the representatives of the Iranian government to get them to not to release the hostages until after Ronald Reagan was in the presidency. But before we go on, Bob, well, let's go ahead and get your website out there, because we get so busy talking. And
sure.
Bob's got a lot of great things. Now, we carry a lot of them, but Bob's got a lot of great information, too. So why don't you get your website out there?
Sure. It's real simple. If you just go online and punch up BobFletcherInvestigations.com. It's BobFletcherInvestigations, one long word, .com. And our website will come up, and you'll see all of the different specialty investigations that are on DVD that you can get for yourself and have copies of some of this amazing material that we were able to come up with, including, as I said, on the Kennedy assassination, we have testimony and we have newsreels and things that were hidden for 25, 30 years that we were able to locate, and including the pictures of the windshield that I was talking about that took a couple of the bullets in the assassination. So it's BobFletcherInvestigations.com. And
these are excellent DVDs. We carry them. I think they're all on DVD now, aren't they, Bob?
Yes, sir.
All right, fine. We created them originally in video, but I think they're all on DVDs. And this is the sort of thing you need to get. You need to help us get the information out across America, ladies and gentlemen, because you're not going to get it on the History Channel, and you're not going to get this, you know, sitting on the Discovery Channel, and you're not going to get this on ABC, CBS, or NBC. Why? Because they're all controlled, and they don't want the American people to learn the truth. But go right ahead.
And by the way, several years I think it was 1999, the CIA and the Department of Defense and all the rest released information that they had taken the original Kennedy coffin that he was transported originally in from Dallas to Washington to the hospital there, and that they had dropped that casket in the ocean way back in, in 67 or sometime like that, quite a while back. And it was 30 years before they even told us about it. And that the bronze casket that was used to transport Kennedy from Dallas to Washington was dropped from a military aircraft into the ocean 2 years after he was killed, according to top secret documents that were finally released in 1999. The casket was dropped in 9,000 feet of water, 9,000 feet deep in the Atlantic Ocean, in an area where they commonly drop old weapons so that they don't worry about them exploding or being found by divers or anything like that. It's a completely a military off area that you're not allowed to go near anyhow. And they dropped it. Well, now, you know, first off, anybody's got any sense to say, why in the world, 2-3 years after the case, why did they drop that coffin? Well, on my DVD, we were able to come up with the interviews with the guys that had the one gentleman who actually had wrapped Kennedy up and put him into a very expensive bronze coffin. Now, that's the one that they're talking about that they dumped in the ocean. But when he arrived, and they put it on the airplane, flew into Washington, when the body was received in Washington, it had been put into a body bag and a gray metal box cheap casket like they ship bodies out of Vietnam in large quantities. All right, this is just an old metal coffin. And it was not that bronze coffin. So now right away you have to say, well, wait a second. What are we talking about? What had taken place was on board the aircraft where they had actually transported from Texas to Washington, somebody had gone in and removed Kennedy's brain. So when he had this terrible wound and all in Dallas, but the brain was still basically intact. And of course, any good coroner could have gone in, done a proper autopsy, and they would have come back and said, hey, one bullet came in through his throat this way and that way, but this other bullet that hit him in the head came in from the front. They would have been able to track it. So they had to totally destroy the evidence. And this is so disgusting, it's mind-boggling. But they had actually gone in and taken his brain out and put him even into a different coffin. So when they got into Washington, I have the live video interview of the guys that had first off, the one that put it in the fancy coffin, and then the two guys that received it in a crummy little gray metal box coffin, and one fellow that actually talked about when they unwrapped the body, the size of the wound was so huge, he was able to put both of his hands in one, made up together like a fist. He was able to put it in the wound and take his hands back out, that there was absolutely no brain left in that body when he received it for autopsy. And so that fancy coffin that the Defense Department later told us they threw in the ocean, that contained all of the tools that they had used to eliminate, take that brain out, and probably, this is disgusting, but probably contained his brain. And they dumped that thing in the ocean. It was sealed and dumped in the ocean for nobody to ever be able to get a hold of it again. And we have the live interviews with all of these people that did this original transporting and all the rest of it. And they say right in there, one guy said, hey, it was a very expensive coffin. And the other guy said, when we got it in Washington, it was just an old gray shipping box that we put all the soldiers in coming out of Vietnam.
And that is exactly what Dr. Crenshaw told me, that the casket that left the Parkland Hospital there in Dallas was not the casket that arrived in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
Or at Bethesda. And apparently it was even sometime there was a question that something was done even after he got off the plane, and they did one autopsy, and then they took him over to Bethesda for another one.
Right. And that's very, very likely. And all of those interviews I was able to find, and we have them completely live on our DVD, and explains all of that absolutely disgusting manner by which they handled his dead body. And so the bottom line is, I guess, when you really go over it and you find all of these huge discrepancies, and also including some of the most important parts are the interfacing and the connections. There was a direct connection between Ruby and Nixon going back to 1947. Now, here you had Ruby. This fellow's name was Jack Rubenstein. He was up north and running. He was a mob-connected personality, which, by the way, Nixon was absolutely a mob-connected personality. And Ruby was actually a stool pigeon, if you will, for Nixon. And when Nixon was way back in the early 50s and 40s, late 40s, Nixon was involved as a prosecutor and district attorney and all of that before he became politically mixed and got into the presidency and vice presidency. But Nixon had actually gotten Ruby reestablished, assisted in getting him reestablished down in New Orleans. What had happened was they were going to bring Ruby before the investigations on un-American activities up north, and Nixon stepped in and said, don't do that. This guy's been feeding me information for years about the mob and helped in prosecution, so please don't do that. We'll take him away, put him down someplace like in New Orleans and Texas, and we'll get him out of your way. So Ruby and Nixon go back that far. And then, of course, the other guys, Frank Sturgis and Hunt and these guys, those fellas that were arrested there at the railroad area for right over top of Kennedy at the scene where he was murdered, those guys were directly all involved later with Nixon. These Frank Sturgis actually did time for being one of the Watergate burglars. See, so the... So when you get into it, it's absolutely amazing. These guys were so interfaced, and they again, strung together back as far as 15, 20 years even before and around the event. You had Roscoe White, again, I've come back to him, the shooter on the grassy knoll. He actually was in the military with Oswald. So he was not even a stranger for Oswald. That's, again, where we... We get back to Oswald, in fact, being a Central Intelligence agent. Roscoe White was a Naval Intelligence agent.
But they all worked together behind the scenes, and the fact that they were able to get away with the murder of Kennedy and then involve us in a no-win war in Vietnam, because it was a no-win war, and then, of course, you know, Sidney, what happened in, as far as the attack on the Murrah Building, attack on Waco, the attack on the Twin Towers, they've never told us the truth. And there's no question at all that the Twin Towers were controlled demolition, and all those people died for nothing. The murderers are still out there, ladies and gentlemen, and they must be brought before the bar of justice. If America is to survive, it's a free society. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program with Bob Flesher.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called prostate support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Time.
That'll be great.
Good night. God bless. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob Fletcher said he'd like to come back and do a program in the October Surprise. I think that's fascinating. I do have a little personal knowledge of that, and I'm sure Bob has probably a lot more knowledge than I do, because that's how he got started in his whole quest to get information. Now, we do carry Bob's DVDs. They're excellent, the one on JFK, the one on Sydney, government secrecy, the mind control programs, on weather control, the murder of Sonny Bono, the UFOs. All of them are available. If you want more information, call us at 1-800-544-8927 and just ask the girls there to tell you all of the DVDs that he has. We have them. We think they're well worthwhile, well done, well verified. And Bob, of course, is a great patriot. We're so fortunate to be able to work with him and so many of the other people we have on here on a regular basis. So if you'd like to get those DVDs by Bob Fletcher, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we have a great new DVD. It's called, pardon me, a 4-CD set. It's called Deadly Assassins. And you'll actually hear some of these government assassins talking about who they've been asked to kill. You'll have the interview with Roger Wilcox, who interviewed the man, actually got the diary of the man who was hired to kill General Patton. That's included in the four CD set, but we have the book Target Patton. And then, of course, we have the information on how they killed Bobby Kennedy. We have a Kennedy special. You can get the DVD. You can get the book, Who Killed Bobby, or the 4-tape set on that. We have the 4-tape set on the murder of Martin Luther King, with people who were involved in the trial when, of course, Martin Luther King's family brought suit against Lloyd Jowers. And after 4 weeks of trial, the jury found that the government was involved, and not a word in the controlled media. The last thing they want you to know is the truth, that the government killed Bobby Kennedy. They killed Martin Luther King, the story of what happened to the USS Liberty. We have a 4-tape set. We have a DVD. We have a video on the Liberty. And then we have a Liberty special. We've got a little syllabus, and you get the Liberty special, or you can get in with the items separately. All of these men on the Liberty were threatened that they would be killed. These were American servicemen. They were threatened by a United States admiral and told they would be killed if they ever told what happened that day. And that's why it's so important that you help us get the information out on the USS Liberty. Because this is the reason that people aren't coming forward and telling the truth about what happened on September 11th. They've been threatened. They will be killed if they tell the truth. And there's so many other stories out there. If you don't know what really happened at Waco, why, of course, they sent in the Special Forces team. We have people on the Special Forces team who tell about that. Why don't the people eventually come forward? Why, they were sent to Somalia. Do you hear about the Black Hawk Down episode in Somalia? A lot of the men who was killed there had been part of that, the Special Forces team that went in and killed the Davidians. That is called Waco, A New Revelation. That's Waco, A New Revelation. We have the original DVD, Waco, The Rules of Engagement. But Waco, A New Revelation is even more fascinating, because here you will see people who are members of the Special Forces who knew the people who were sent in to kill the Branch Davidians. You will hear them tell their story, and you will never hear this story elsewhere. We also carry the rules of engagement, and then another one goes into the FLIR project. The FLIR project, we have that on DVD. We have then 3 DVDs on Waco. We have so much information through Radio Liberty. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can hear our programs there. 9 hours a day on the Internet, or archive programs, or live programs, or blog, or MP3. Help us get the information out. Tell others about Radio Liberty. Encourage them to listen, to get the information out, and then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Because if we don't have a revival in this country, we're going to lose America. And then we ask you, of course, to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Stand beside her.